local artist interview here on New Music Monday, and we're joined by Elizabeth in the studio. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just so happy after that eclipse. I feel renewed.
I bet. So tell us all about the artist that you chose to interview this week with Rosie.
Okay, so this week we interviewed Pang. They are a local band based out of ISU. And I've seen them probably like 4 or 5 times. And every time I see them, it is so amazing. They always have like a sheet and a projector right behind them. And they show like cool videos while they're playing. So amazing. I don't really know any other like local band who does like psychedelic rock like they do at a lot of their shows, which is super fun. So I definitely needed to interview them this week.
I love that. So what are the videos that are playing behind? Is it just random music videos? Is it their music videos?
Yeah, or just like psychedelic like imagery, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And they do this amazing Talking Heads cover and they play like the Talking Heads clip of like the band itself like playing all that, and it's my favorite part of every one of their shows. They're so good.
I love that. That is so neat. And Logan, you said that you saw them before too as well, right?
Oh yeah, I've gone to a few of their shows and every single time it is just an absolute blast. I mean, they just bring the house down at every show I've seen them at.
I am super excited. Well, without further ado, here is our local artist interview this week with Pang.
So who is Pang? Give us an introduction.
Pang is a collection of four boys. It's me. I'm Mikkel. I do the singing and guitar. And we have Ethan on bass, Nick on drums, and Seth, you can introduce yourself.
Yeah, I do keys.
He's a keys legend. Synths and keyboards, yeah.
Nice. And what artist do you think has the most influence in your music?
You can answer
single,
first.
Singular artist.
You can say him as many artists as you want.
I'd say for me, maybe like Steve Lacy. It's like a lot of what I listen to. Like
I definitely jazzy. Get the vibes.
Yeah. But we also do more psych stuff. So like we like Pink Floyd a lot, like late 60s. Pink Floyd, The Doors, that type of stuff.
And what would you guys say is your favorite song of yours to play?
It's a tough one. I mean, ooh. it's not ours, but covering Light My Fire is really fun.
We do Light My Fire by The Doors, and that song's just so fun because there's so much energy and so much soloing and improvisation, and that's always fun to mess with. If I had to choose one of our songs, I like playing our song Rabbit. That's fun. It's like slower. And
I know, yeah. I just saw your guys' Instagram. You guys have a lot of mosh pit going on.
Oh yeah, not even by intention too. I feel like our music is sometimes so chill, and then people are like throwing
people just want to do it. People want to do it.
People are, they're just ready to throw themselves in the mob.
Yeah, they really want to do that. I don't know why, but
it's good for them though. I'm happy that they're
they get some exercise.
Yeah, they're just exercising.
And going off of that, what has been your favorite show to play?
I feel like it's got to be our EP release show, right?
That was pretty fun. It was stressful because we had like so many things to set up, and there was a couple things that went wrong.
Yeah, there was.
And then wasn't that the one where someone like almost like pushed the speaker over into the keyboards?
Yeah, so many crazy things almost happened, but I think it was just such a fun night because we'd been working on that EP for so long, and so many people came out and were just having a fun time. You know,
yeah, and we
maybe too fun.
That was the debut of our uniforms, our band uniforms.
Yeah, right? we had like some custom uniforms with like an embroidered Pang logo on them, and we had our projector like lined up for each song, and we had an intro, so it was just so much prepared that it was a fun night.
That sounds like a really good time.
Yeah, and that was with our good buddies Mulch, which is like another band.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, and they're like probably our favorite band to play with. So it was just a fun time, yeah.
And I noticed this is your first EP. So what was the writing process like for you guys?
I think a lot of the songs we had for like for a long time, like before they were but then we kind of developed them over the course of, you know, like a year.
Yeah, our first show was not like a year and a half ago, and we had like ideas of like 5 songs, and we played them all, and they weren't like the same as how they sound now, but they've been kind of developing at every show, and I don't know, I feel like it was kind of fun to use the crowd as a gauge for how we should shape the songs and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we recorded over like 6 months, really. We were,
yeah.
I mean,
nice.
We procrastinated a little bit, but...
yeah, there was a little procrastination,
we we added over time.
Yeah, but it was mainly like I had two or three songs that I wrote. Seth had two or three songs that he wrote, and we just were like, all right, how can we collab on these and just make them as good as possible. Hey, it's Pang, and you're listening to our song
with my own regrets
here on
New Music Monday.
It sounds like that really worked out for you guys. And if you guys could open for any musician or band, who would it be?
Do they have to be alive?
No, you can pick anyone.
Okay. I'd say alive. If it was alive, I would say Stereo Lab. That's like one of my favorite.
That would be pretty awesome. I think we would fit pretty well.
Yeah, and we saw them last year. And
if we could do Dead, we should do like maybe Mozart.
Yeah.
Let's open for Mozart.
Pit rolling for Mozart. After we play, who's ready for Mozart?
That would be a crazy concert.
He's back, tour 2024.
But probably Pink Floyd or The Doors would be cool too.
Oh nice. Yeah, of course.
This was kind of a silly one, but I've been like trying to incorporate some more like fun ones in here. So if your music was a color, what color would it be and why?
My favorite color is purple, so I feel like I'm just going to say purple no matter what. But I'd say the EP definitely has a nice warm red feel. Our cover is red. It's like the us in the background is red, but the original backdrop was like a really bright yellow. It wasn't that like appetizing visually, so
yeah, the red works really well.
Yeah, and I think that red fits well with the songs. Yeah.
No, I think that album cover goes hard.
We deliberated very hard on picking the take.
Yeah, we spent like way too much time picking out which covers. There's like 100 different photos, and we argued for like hours which one we should do.
And like what stuff we should add and what the way we should have the title and stuff.
Yeah, there was like a border that was almost on the cover, and
yeah,
I really didn't like it.
I thought it looked really good without it.
Yeah, so no one gets this. No one will ever see the border, but yeah, there was a lot of work that went into
it. Maybe on the 50th anniversary release.
Yeah, when we do our reunion tour in like 2080, we'll show the
border. And we're like all old men, and we can release like a box set for like $700.
Yeah, exactly.
And then final question, do you guys have a process or ritual you follow before performances, just like get rid of anxiety or nerves before you go on stage?
I don't know, maybe we should.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good idea. Maybe
that's a really good idea. Thanks for bringing it up. I don't know, I feel, yeah, there's nothing I do.
Okay.
I don't get that anxious though, because I mean it's all kids our age, right? And we're all just trying to have fun. Maybe if I was like performing in front of like my idols or something, it'd be like stressful. But
yeah, I think we've gotten a lot better at, you know, like I feel like I had a little bit of anxiety like when at our like first concert as this band, we like had a free show and we had so many people come. I was a little bit nervous, but I feel like I've mostly gotten over it now. And most of the anxiety I have is regarding setting everything up quick enough and then taking everything down.
I don't know. Maybe we should start doing some rituals.
Again, thank you to Peng, our local artist interview this week by Elizabeth and Rosie. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit more about Peng, like seeing them, you know, in all their shows and now having this moment with them. How is that like different or similar?
I mean, I don't think I've ever really talked to any of them in person. Mm-hmm. So getting to at least like communicate with them a little was cool. And they're just great people. I didn't really get to know their personalities before this. And like, they're genuinely so funny. There was probably another like 7 minutes that I cut out of this interview that I wish I could have kept. But yeah, they're great people. And you guys definitely need to go to one of their shows. It's so much fun.
They definitely do seem like a fun bunch, and especially their music is so unique sounding. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like their style, everything about it, love it. I'm definitely a fan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see more of their shows. I just love seeing them because I feel like you said, like their sound is so much different from what we hear kind of in the local scene here. Mm-hmm. Like they just bring something new every time and it's always so much fun.
And of course, like them being from here, from ISU and everything, like it's just that cool, like, I don't know, small world feeling,
yeah.
You know, that we're all here, like just doing our own things and stuff. But of course, we are taking over WZND's Instagram today. So if you guys have a local artist that you think we should have on New Music Monday, type in that little suggestion box because we'd love to hear from you.